Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's. General Manager Thomas Dimitroff is here for this week. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Since you began working in the NFL, what's the biggest change in the league?
No question, technology, especially technology from a video standpoint. When I first started scouting in the league, beside the fact of the film that used to be going on when my dad was working in the league, when I first started scouting, I used to have 1,000, probably 1,500 VHS, those of you who don't know what VHS is, VHS tapes all throughout my closet everywhere. They were the biggest pain in my butt. I would trip over them. They were everywhere. Uh-huh. Now we travel with the smallest drive, and it's amazing. We don't even travel with a drive anymore. We travel with our iPads, and all the video happens to be on our iPads. So it's amazing how we're able to watch video anywhere in the country, in the nation, you know, in the world,
right,
and be effective with our video watching.
I think we're both blessed to be in the same business that our dads were in. Best part of growing up as the son of a coach?
I believe just, you know, seeing all aspects of the organization. And I think it's definitely helped me, you know, during my career, from picking up jock straps to cleaning up tape in the trainer room, entering the whirlpool, to being, most importantly, in the film room, in the team room, talking about scheme. The great thing was my dad was both a coach as well as a personnel man. So, again, had an opportunity to pull it all together.
I know some of the core experience you have is through scouting. If you were scouting yourself as a player, what would the report say?
It would be quicker than fast, no question about that. Played above his height,
yeah.
No question about that. And I think it would be, you know, it would be a passionate, mm-hmm. sort of heady type of football player who understood the game well, but overcame some of his physical limitations.
I like it. Favorite player growing up?
You know, I'd have to say there were many of them. I would have to say probably Tony Dorsett.
Okay. First memory of football?
First memory of football, I believe was, you know, I had two probably, and they were revolving around my dad's, you know, my dad's business as a coach. One was in Millett Hall in Miami of Ohio, running through all the halls and the smells and being around a coach's office day in and day out and having an opportunity to be around football from such a young age. That was big. The other one happened to be in Canada when my dad was working in the Canadian Football League up in Ottawa, and I was just probably 6 or 7, whatever I was doing, running around up there, and there was this guy, he was a drunk guy, he was always at the games, but he always used to throw hot dogs at the kids, and we just couldn't stand the guy, and we would, you know, run by him and throw things at him and run away, but he would always throw these big old hot dogs at us and peg us off in the head. That's a horrible memory, but that's what I was doing. I was dodging hot dogs from a drunk at Lansdowne Park in Ottawa during the 70s.
If you weren't doing this, what do you think you'd be doing?
You know, I'd always thought about probably going to law school, something that I was really interested in. Outside of working in the Peace Corps, I honestly thought I was going to go potentially work in the Peace Corps for a while and then come back and get serious and dive into an education where I could potentially intelligently debate people.
Most unique player you've scouted? Maybe not even player, athlete, person.
Most unique player, probably when I was in, I wouldn't even say probably, no question, when I happened to be in Japan in between jobs in the World League, and I was working for Hitachi, and it was a corporate football team, and I remember going out with one of our coaches, who was a dear friend of mine, and we would go out and watch sumo wrestling, and I was using that as my scouting of big guys, thinking there might be an opportunity to land one of these sumo wrestlers, bring them back to be your zero technique in the National Football League. So, but as I was going through the whole scouting thing, I was mesmerized by the pomp and circumstance of sumo wrestling that I kind of lost myself in the evaluation process.
The biggest difference, you played college football in Canada, the biggest difference between Canadian and American college football?
I think both countries are very passionate about their sport. You know, one may be a little bit more passionate about hockey in Canada, and here we're extremely driven and mm-hmm. focused on the sport of football, especially in the Southeast, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. The pageantry, I'd say the crowds, the pageantry, you know, all of that's involved, you know, in college football in the United States is off the charts, paralleled nowhere else. There are some very good athletes up in Canada, as there are some amazing and many, many amazing athletes down here in the United mm-hmm. States. It's just probably not as many in college football. Some of us are a little bit quicker than fast and a little more heady and overachieving, like myself, having played up there. But again, very much appreciated up there. But this is an incredible setting down here.
All right, we have a segment on What's Brewing. It's called Third and Short. Just quick questions. First thing comes to your mind. Favorite movie?
I was going to say anything that is Denzel Washington. I really, really enjoyed Training Day, mm-hmm. as rogue of a movie as it was. It was just a wild movie, and so that's one of my favorite movies.
Favorite book?
Favorite book would have to be, you know, again, many, many. These are tough questions. Probably one of my favorite books would be The Leadership Principles of Colin Powell.
Huh.
I really enjoy reading about leaders and their approach.
High school mascot.
High school mascot, Spartan.
Nice. You remember your high school colors?
Purple, gold, and white.
Nice. Favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot would probably be the south of France, along the French Riviera and into the Italian Riviera, Nice, and that whole area.
Nice. You're putting together a dream foursome. You and what other three?
My dream foursome would be Gandhi, Martin Luther King, my father, and I would have to say Arthur Blank, wouldn't I?
Yes, that's good. That's Thomas Dimitroff, and that's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.